This weekend, more than 11,000 women will pick up their race numbers for Monday's Boston Marathon. That can make it easy to forget that until relatively recently, 1972, women weren't even allowed to officially run the race. In 1967, though, one woman managed to enter it. Catherine Switzer was a 20-year-old junior at Syracuse University when she signed up for the race using her first and middle initials.
The race is 26 miles, 385 yards from Hopkinton to Boston. This is normally an all-male contest, so race officials are somewhat jolted when a girl appears. Wearing number 261, she's listed in the program with letter K for first name, second name, Switzer.
That girl, Switzer, is now a 2011 inductee into the National Women's Hall of Fame. We spoke with her this week about her historic achievement and about the state of women's running today. Catherine, bring us back to the spring of 1967, because this was a time when women were widely considered not to have the endurance and stamina needed to run a marathon.
It was widely believed, you know, that if a woman did anything arduous in sport, she was going to get big legs and grow hair on her chest and her uterus was going to fall out. So, you know, we grew up with these myths, and so many, many women were afraid of sports and running in particular, distance running, and certainly it was deemed somewhat socially unacceptable.
So why did you enter the race when women were generally considered too fragile to run it and when it was such a stigma?
I trained with the men at Syracuse University, and my coach was an ex-marathon runner, and he was all broken down and injured, but he took me under his wing, and we would go out and do these long runs every day, and especially once a week, and I told him that I wanted to run the Boston Marathon, and he said, no way, the distance was too long, and women were too weak and fragile. Well, that really got at me. I said, listen, don't be ridiculous. Women have run marathons, not many, but over the last, you know, 50 or 60 years, including Roberta Gibb, who jumped out of the bushes in 1966 and ran Boston. She didn't wear a number, but she did run the race. And he just exploded. He said, no dame ever ran no Boston Marathon. And he said, but if anybody could do it, you could, but you'd have to show me in practice first.
And you did show him.
Absolutely. Not only did we run 26 miles, 385 yards one day, I said, let's run another five to make sure we can really run Boston no matter what happens. So we actually ran 31 miles. So when I showed up at the start line of the Boston Marathon in 1967, I was really ready. I'd had a 31-mile run under my belt, and I just thought, nothing can stop me.
Now, someone almost did stop you, right? Because once you were in the race, a race official famously, or maybe I should say infamously, tried to eject you. And things actually got physical, didn't they?
Yes, after doing everything right and pinning on my number and getting into the start line, you know, 2 miles into the race, the race director himself, Jock Semple, flew into a rage and jumped off the official's truck and attacked me physically, screaming at me, get the hell out of my race and give me those numbers, and tried to rip my bib numbers off. He was furious that a girl had entered his race.
Catherine, when you signed up using just your first and middle initial, even though you say it wasn't meant to be clandestine, did you really think you could stroll into that race as a woman and no one would blink an eye?
Oh, no. I knew I was going to be noticed. I mean, and I had on the cutest shorts and top you can imagine because I was really proud of being a woman, and I wanted to show that women could be feminine and still run, et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't know it was going to be aggression.
How did the public react to seeing you out on the Boston race course?
It was totally polarized. It was really amazing. There were people who were just down on their knees clapping and saying, go for it, do it for all of us, you know. And then there were other people, a couple of guys, who said, you should be home in the kitchen cooking dinner for your husband. And afterwards, the mail that I received, you know, was fan mail stuff, or it was, you know, you're going to fry in hell kinds of mail. So I just threw the bad stuff away and listened to the good stuff.
One of your major life's missions has been to create women's races in countries all over the world. Of all the projects you could have taken on to improve women's lives worldwide, better health, more education, why that one?
I don't regard sport just for health and just for fitness. I regard it very, very much in terms of women as changing their lives so that they can achieve in every avenue.
In fact, you've said that running can redefine women's economic roles in traditional cultures. Explain what you mean by that.
You know, the Boston Marathon is one of the best examples of this, and that is that we see these incredible Kenyan and Ethiopian women winning big prize money and becoming superstars. And yet in those countries, now still, and certainly a few years ago, the women were very, very much second-class citizens. These women take that prize money and they go back to their villages and build schools and sanitize water, inoculate kids, It's really changing their social status in that country. Many women in Kenya now are taking an active role in politics. It's been amazing.
Catherine Switzer, before you go, size up for us the field of women runners in this year's Boston Marathon.
We are watching a changing of the guard, and we will see it profoundly at Boston, where many of the wonderful old best runners in the world, let's say like Catherine DeRebba, who has won the Boston Marathon four times. Is she going to be able to run in the Olympics again for Kenya, you know, in her late 30s? Or will it be one of the young hotshots coming through who's like 22 or 23 from Kenya? As for the Americans, of course, you know, all American eyes are going to be on Kara Goucher, who had a baby last September. Can she bounce back and finally claim the marathon crown that she has so desperately wanted? And look out for Kim Smith from New Zealand, who is my dark horse pick.
And you'll be one of the TV commentators there, as you have for 25 years.
30 years.
30.
Dear, can you imagine it? I've broadcast the Boston Marathon many more times than I've run it.
Catherine Switzer, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Catherine Switzer was the first woman to officially run the Boston Marathon, and this fall she'll be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame.